Hi, this is Mike Verdicchio. Welcome to another podcast for confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Friday morning, November the 13th, 2009. Friday the 13th. Wow, does that bother you? It doesn't bother me. You know, as a matter of fact, the origins of Friday the 13th are kind of vague. I read once where there's actually no written evidence for a Friday the 13th superstition before the 19th century. And the earliest known documented reference in English, anyway, is in an 1869 biography of Gioachino Rossini. He's, of course, known as the Italian Mozart, who wrote a whole bunch of operas, over 35 operas, including The Barber of Seville. But he died on a Friday, which happened to be the 13th. At any rate, today is Friday, and it happens to be the 13th, and I'm planning on having a great day. I hope you are, too. So let's send God a text. When I was growing up, communication to other people, was pretty limited. I mean, compared to today's technology. I could talk to someone face-to-face, or I could talk on the telephone, or by writing a letter or a postcard. That was pretty much the extent of communication, unless you want to include a telegram, which I never did, or smoke signals. And of course, the tin cans with a string, that never did work out very well. Love notes in class. All right, but you get the point. Pretty different today, though, isn't it? A lot of helpful means of communication are commonplace. Telephones are now real small and portable, and the features on cell phones, my goodness, they make them perhaps the most used tool for communicating. Not only can you talk to someone, but you can also send photos, videos, text messages, and email. Now, that's not to mention the iPhone and BlackBerry. Meanwhile, on the computer, many people today have multiple email addresses for various kinds of communication. I know I have a number of different email accounts. And how about picture phones? I know someone that has one of those so that they can see their grandkids when they talk to them on the telephone. And there are all sorts of combinations, like receiving a fax via email. And let's not forget about the social networks, you know, like Twitter and Facebook, just to name two of many. People communicate to their friends and followers what they had for breakfast, what they're thinking about, what they're planning on doing. And even on blog posts like this one, at the end of the post, there are buttons you can use to share this post with others on your Facebook or Twitter account. Boy, with all these avenues of communication available, what about our communication with God? Now, obviously, the title of this was meant to be figurative. There is no number that you can send a text to God. But if there was, what would you say? There are many people who start their day with prayer to God. They pray for others, they thank God for the things that they have, and they ask God to help them throughout the day. And I think that's a great idea. But why stop there? Throughout the day, we're in communication with other people. Why not with God? We talk to people on the phone during the day. Why not talk to God during the day? We tell people throughout the day what we're thinking about or planning. Why not tell God, too? And as I said before, praying in the morning, it's a wonderful way to start the day. But if it becomes a ritual or a routine, you know what? It can end up being just like a short phone call to God in the morning. Hello, good morning, God. Thank you for all of your blessings. And please help the following people today. And please help me with all of my stuff today. I love you and I thank you. I'll talk to you tonight if I remember. If not, I'll talk to you in the morning. Goodbye. Now, please don't take offense. I'm not making light of talking to God in the morning, but the example is just an illustration to make a point. And here's the point. Do we just talk to God in the morning and then go about our merry way without including Him in our day-by-day activities, without talking to Him throughout the day? And you know what prayer really is? Prayer is simply talking to God and sharing what's on your heart and mind. And wouldn't God be more interested in what was on your heart and mind than a pre-written prayer? You know, sometimes you get those in an email. Hey, say this prayer and such and such. How about what's on your heart and mind? And when you look into the Bible and read the prayers that were spoken by many, including Jesus Christ, you see them opening up their hearts to the Father. I'm rather fond of one account in the Scriptures where a king received a very disturbing letter. And basically what he did was he just spread it out before the Lord and said, "Look what I just got in the mail." and I don't know what to do about it, but my eyes are looking to you. So why not send God a text, or two, or three during the day? Why not check in with Him? Why not send Him an email, call Him up, or post something on His Facebook wall? Praying or talking to God is a great way to acknowledge His presence. He's closer than our very breath. So why not include Him and invite Him into your daily activities? Well, that's it for this podcast. Do you have a comment? If you do, go ahead and type it in below. We'd love to hear what's on your mind. And yes, that's another means of communicating, leaving a comment on a blog. Well, till next time, this is Mike Verdicchio. Have a great day.